We started off with a conference called the Art House Convergence that the Michigan Theater actually puts together. I'm the chairman of the conference, and 5 years ago, it started off with 25 people there.
Now you're up to like 250, right?
Almost 300.
That's spectacular.
And so that's great. We're very excited about that. Got some good industry reviews, and then just literally got off a plane late last night. And
well, thanks for being here
Sundance.
This morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Sundance is still going on through Sunday. There's a couple of Michigan Theater staff members out there still watching films, and a Michigan Theater board member. Vic is our latest film reviewer out there, so we're very excited about that.
So as these films get picked up for distribution, you'll have a good idea of which ones to bring to town.
That's right. That's right. We'll have previewed many of them. Well, the Sundance Film Festival staff sorted through over 10,000 films to program the approximately 150 feature-length and short films that are in this year's
festival.
Sounds
like a great job to have, but that could become cumbersome.
Oh, 10,000, that's a lot. And it's I mean, that's 1.5% of all the films that get submitted that actually get programmed. And the film that's going to be at the Michigan Theater tonight for A Good Time Call, we'll talk about that in a minute, but it's very enjoyable. I got standing ovations when it played at Sundance
in
Park City, Utah. But here are some of the other things you should look out for. Maybe the hottest buzz film at the Sundance Film Festival this year is called Beast of the Southern Wild, and it's a post-Katrina fantasy, which mixes kind of crazy folks in the wild part of South Louisiana with
living in the devastation of Hurricane Katrina.
Well, they just live in a very close to the land way, and then Katrina knocks them in the helmet. It's not so much about Katrina as it is about these people who are so committed to living in the on the land, and this natural disaster puts a big crimp in their ability to do that, but they still go on and survive. And then there's also this kind of that in the context of the larger human and natural issues. It's a very interesting. It stars this little girl who's an amazing actress, and she was at the festival. It's very cool. But Beast of the Southern Wild, it's been picked up for distribution, so you will see that.
And that's from Terrence Malick, right?
No, it's not. It's actually by a brand new director. There's a Terrence Malick kind of feeling to it in terms of the way it puts things in a larger context.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of a fantastical story.
Yeah, I just heard
story.
His name bandied about around it, this film.
Exactly, so. Exactly. It's also beautifully shot. Searching for Sugar Man is a film. It's actually the film that I enjoyed most at the festival. It's a documentary film about this musician from the late 60s and 70s called Rodriguez, Sixto Rodriguez.
And he's from Detroit, right?
He is from Detroit, released a couple of albums in the United States, which just didn't catch on, but he became, unknown to him, actually, the voice of anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. And his records were bigger than the Rolling Stones at the time. Again, this is 1970, 1971, 1972.
The Stones
were huge. Exactly. But in South Africa, Rodriguez was bigger. And there was this legend in South Africa that he had actually died on stage. Well, come to find out, he lived and lives in Detroit. He was a Detroit artist. He did his recording in Detroit. He's a very talented man who's lived his life as a laborer in the automobile industry.
And he's a mythological figure in another part of the world.
Exactly. And so this is a very heartwarming story about a very talented, very humble, very interesting guy. And we will definitely see that here in the Detroit area. The Traverse City Film Festival is very interested in having it being its opening night film. So we can hope for them that it goes that way. Hello, I Must Be Going is another film that got some buzz. It's about this young divorcee who's forced to move back in with her parents, and then 3 months after her depression kind of subsides from her divorce, the 19-year-old son of his father's business partner and she start to show interest in each other, and that's what that story is about. The Queen of Versailles was one of the opening films of the Sundance Film Festival, and it tells about this real estate magnate who's building this 90,000 square foot house.
No, we all need one, don't
it's
we?
Like a shopping mall that is collapsing right as the real estate market is collapsing. He kind of refuses to, and his wife, who's significantly younger, about 30 years younger than he is, refuses to believe that they're in financial distress. And so anyway, it's this very interesting human.
The Real Housewife of Florida. Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the house that they're building is in Utah, right near Sundance.
Oh.
So, I mean, there was a lawsuit that was going on between Sundance and the makers.
Whole environmental element to it as well.
It's pretty interesting. The Raid is this Indonesian martial arts film about urban gangsters and this elite police squad that's going in to wipe them out, but they don't quite succeed.
I would have liked the Martian Arts Festival, too.
It's just unbelievably thrilling choreography for this martial arts chopsocky masterpiece of fighting. Wrong is a film that I liked a lot. It was a very small film, but it's an elliptical tale about an unemployed guy who still goes to work every day in a very bizarre office.
Don't tell my boss I'd do that, too.
He has this beloved dog, but it gets kidnapped by a self-help guru who wants to help people better appreciate their pets by kidnapping them. So, I mean, it's just goofy, loopy fun. For example, when his clock is about to go off, you know, it's 6:59, and then the clock clicks up, and it's 6:60, which is just wrong. And that's what the movie title is. It's wrong. And the whole thing feels like a dream where everything seems in order, but nothing makes any sense. And that's what the movie's like. It's really
That sounds fun.
The Surrogate just
this
got
is the one
up.
I'm really interested in.
Yeah, it's Helen Hunt plays a sex worker who is literally a sex therapist. And John Hawkes is a guy who's confined to a iron lung. He was a polio victim when he was very young, and he, as someone in his early 30s or late 20s, he decides it's time for him to lose his virginity, which he's never had the opportunity to do someone confined to
why not hire Helen Hunt?
Exactly. And William H. Macy's in the film, and the performances are extremely well reviewed. It just got picked up for distribution, so The Surrogate is something that you're going to see around. Now, another film that got picked up for distribution that is showing tonight before it's distributed is For a Good Time Call, and I'm proud to say that I saw this film on Tuesday, and I enjoyed it tremendously. If you liked Bridesmaids, which is this female sex farce comedy, you're going to like For a Good Time Call. So it's about this very uptight woman who's a very, very smart, very good businesswoman. And she's been working for this gentleman for a long time in a business practice, and he decides to close down his practice. So she ends up unemployed. She was just, she literally ran things, but he wasn't going to let her take over the business. She wants to be in publishing and just can't find a job. And again, she's always gotten straight A's in school. She's from a well-off family. She's great. But her boyfriend flakes out on her, and he goes off. And so she's left alone. And then this other young woman, is living in her grandmother's apartment, which was rent-controlled in New York. This all takes place in New York. And come to find out, the apartment is coming off of rent control. She doesn't really have very much money. And
so both of them need to raise money quickly.
So this friend of theirs, who's played by Justin Long, and it's just hilarious. He's great, great, great. He decides to get these two women together. And come to find out, the one that lives in the grandma's apartment actually makes money on the side as a phone sex operator. And she's hilarious. And in college, these two girls met each other. They didn't like each other at all. Justin Long talks them into at least trying it out. And they actually become fast friends, develop a business. And it really is fun and funny. It got two standing ovations when it did its public premiere at Sundance, which is very unusual for Sundance.
Right.
And when I saw it at a trade screening, it was very good. Now, opening this weekend is A Dangerous Method at the State Theater. And this is, I had an L.A. press guy come up to me and say, unsolicited, this is the best film he saw all year. And it's about Dr. Carl Jung and a therapy session that he does with a very troubled woman that's played by Keira Knightley. And Sigmund Freud is also a consultant on the case. And A Dangerous Method is directed by the Canadian director David Cronenberg. Very, very good. Do not miss it. It's not going to be around very long. And Le Havre is an Aki Kaurismäki film that was on every critic's top 10 list. And this is going to have a very short run at the Michigan Theater. It's about an African immigrant that comes to France and tries to make it. Very compelling story, very deadpan, very funny, but go check it out. These films are going to be here for just a few minutes.
Thank you, Russ Collins, for coming in after a long trek to the Sundance Film Festival. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
For a good time tonight, come to For a Good Time Call at the Michigan Theater.
And ta-ta from Hollywood.